It is going to get hot here in the Puget Sound region. I'm Ed Ronco with KPLU weather expert Cliff Mass. We'll talk about humidity as well, but first, Cliff, let's look at the forecast.
Well, we have high temperatures as far as the eyes can see. In fact, it's going to be warm at least for the whole next week. Today is going to be a step up from yesterday. I expect temperatures getting up to probably the upper 80s, maybe low 90s if you're away from the water today. Of course, complete sun. Saturday, Sunday, there's going to be an even further warm up by a few degrees. I expect Sunday to be the warmest day with a lot of locations getting into the low 90s. There are clouds along the coast, the low stratus, and those are hanging around in the morning. They tend to melt back. So we'll see that the next day or two. So it'll be cooler on the coast, temperatures getting up into the upper 70s. So, you know, it's going to be a very warm period, and then it should continue as we get into Tuesday to Thursday next week. Now, there is a chance of some thunder showers over the mountains on Saturday and Sunday afternoon and going into the evening. So that's one thing we have to watch. And that's pretty serious because if we do get thunderstorms and there's lightning, there's the potential for many new fires.
And we'll definitely touch on the wildfires in just a minute. I want to talk a little bit about humidity because that's a topic on your blog this week. A lot of us can deal with the heat, but humidity kind of adds another layer of discomfort. And I know a lot of people have been complaining to you about hot, sticky air that they've been feeling.
That's right. I mean, normally we have relatively low humidities here in the Northwest, and that's because of the water, strangely enough. We have cold water offshore, and the amount of water vapor air can pick up depends on temperature. And since the Pacific is relatively cool, about 50 degrees during the summer, it can't pick up that moisture. But a few days ago, people started to complain, and it was getting sticky. It was a little bit more humidity. And I checked that out, and it turned out that we happened to have a situation where a lot of the air that was coming over Puget Sound was over southern British Columbia before, not the ocean. And so what happened is if the air was going over the vegetated surface of British Columbia, it had rained a bit, it picked up some moisture, and it was able to get more humidity, what we call a higher dew point, that's one of our measures of humidity, that allowed it to feel a lot stickier than normal. Now, if we have air coming offshore from eastern Washington, we get the real warm-ups, that air tends to be dry. When it's coming off the ocean, it tends to be drier, strangely enough. Only when the air is coming generally from north, it can also happen from the south, when it's coming over vegetated surfaces, that's when we have the higher humidities.
We hear the term dew point a lot on weather forecasts. What is a dew point?
Well, probably the best measure of how much moisture in the air is not relative humidity. It's dew point. Dew point is the temperature to which air is cooled. At constant pressure, it becomes saturated. And if air has a lot of moisture in it, you don't have to cool it down very much to get saturation.
Let's shift gears a little bit because I know that folks in central and eastern Washington are hoping for some rain. What does the weather mean for the wildfire situation we're seeing in the eastern parts of the state?
The situation there is pretty serious. It's been unusually dry in eastern Washington, and so the ground surface is very arid, so the fuels are dry. And then we've had warm temperatures, and this week it's going to get really warm there. We're talking about temperatures getting up to 105, 108 in some places of the Columbia Basin. So we have dry surface, very warm temperatures, the relative humidities are dropping to 5 or 10%. So those are very dangerous factors. In addition, we're getting strong winds that are developing over the Cascades during the late afternoon that helps the fires rev up. And as I mentioned earlier, there's the chance for thunderstorms. We have some unstable air coming in aloft over the weekend. And so it's possible that thunderstorms could develop and then have a lot more lightning-initiated fires. So it's a pretty serious situation right now.
We'll continue hoping for improvement there. Cliff, thanks very much.
Sure.
Cliff Mass is a teacher of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You'll find a link to his blog at kplu.org. If you want to see Cliff in person, he'll be giving talks on the topic of climate change later this month, the evening of July 22nd at the Mullis Community Center in Friday Harbor, and on July 23rd at the Orcas Center on Orcas Island. I'm Ed Ronco, KPLU News.